Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Todd, and today I'm quite shaken. I say this because yesterday we all woke up to the horrifying news of yet another mass shooting in our nation. For me, however, this tragedy is closer to home than the others, because the shooting took place just a couple of miles down the freeway from Johnny and Friends, right in the town of Thousand Oaks. Friends, when I'm on the freeway, I often pass the Borderline Bar and Grill where that tragedy occurred. All of us are quite shaken and reminded once again of that chilling warning in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. Oh, my goodness, who can comprehend the reason this young military veteran fired into a crowd of college students? We can't say, but we can pray for the grieving families of those who lost their lives last night, right here in our community. And today, as we pray for them, and many of my coworkers here at Johnny and Friends, they know people who work at that restaurant. So let's ask God to heal the deep-seated anger that seems to be so pervasive in our society. But how do you pray during such a time? Well, first you grieve, just like God grieves, just like his heart breaks. You mourn and lament over the devastation that sin has brought into this world. You feel sorrow and sadness, and you cry out to God for mercy, for his healing and help. And so, yesterday morning, as I was still lying in bed when I first heard the news, my friends and I did just that. They surrounded my bed and we prayed. And I'm still praying today. And I'll pray tomorrow and the next day, as I know you will as well. In fact, would you in your heart join me right now? Together, let's go before God humbly, mournfully, and ask for his healing, not only on our deeply troubled nation, but on our local families right here in our community. Pray with me, would you? God of all mercy, we are so heartsick over the ruin that sin has brought upon our world, upon our nation. Would you have mercy on us? And please have mercy on the families of those who lost their lives in this awful tragedy. Oh, comfort them in their grief and show yourself to be the God of consolation that you are. You are the healer of broken hearts. And the hearts of these families and loved ones are crushed by this tragedy. Oh, would you draw them to your side? Show yourself to be the answer to their anguish. And Lord, touch the lives of those who are wounded. Quiet their fears and anxieties and heal their wounds. Cause them as they lie on their beds to seek you with their concerns. And please, Lord, restore them and heal them. Finally, Jesus, you're sovereign. You're the only one who can bring good out of this evil. In fact, you tell us in the book of Romans not to be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so unite us, would you, in prayer. Help our churches all across this nation to be genuine salt and light in our neighborhoods. Would you please aid us in putting a lid on evil? Aid us by helping us do better deeds, good deeds in our communities. Help us be vigilant in promoting peace and change the climate in our homeland. We praise you for your sovereignty, even over this awful tragedy. So turn our hearts toward Christ, the only one who can save us from ourselves, the only one who can rescue us from ruin. May this tragedy right in our backyard here at Johnny and Friends, may it turn this country so that we may indeed be crowned in brotherhood from sea to shining sea. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.